Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Pam Harper is our guest. She's the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, the CEO of Business Advancement, Inc. Businessadvance.com is the website. Pam, for the last 4 years, I've been very happy to let you tell my audience about a conference that you've been putting on. I remember we talked about the very first one 4 years ago, Reinventing Your Business Through Innovation conference, and you conducted every year in January. We talk about it a little bit before it happens, and after it's over, you come back and give us a report on what happened. And I am really interested in the theme of this one. Tell us what it is.
Yes, the theme of this one is creating new value through large company, small company partnerships. What a coincidence.
Absolutely.
But it was actually something that was suggested to us, and it goes with the whole idea that small companies and large companies need each other.
That's right.
And partnering is the way they're getting it done. So it's one of the reasons why I was saying that the most important strength to develop in 2014 is partnering, because this is where it's going. So certainly small companies partnering with other small companies,
right,
but this is going to be with large companies. And in fact, our keynote speaker, and this conference is on January 28, 2014. It's in New Jersey. It's the you can find out more information by going to businessadvance.com and looking under upcoming events.
Right.
But ADP, the division president, whose name is Regina Lee, is going to be talking about what they've been doing. And it's fascinating. They have stories. ADP is on the Forbes list of the most innovative companies in the world. And
right,
partnering is one of the ways
of
doing it.
In my new book, Chapter 24, The Age of the Customer, Chapter 24, is all about the history of what is giving small business owners the ability to do what you're talking about, to partner with big companies, and is all about outsourcing and filling niches, and
mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking forward to give us a little bit of a peek into some of the things you're going to be talking about to help small businesses. And you know, it's not just helping small businesses partner with big businesses. Big businesses need to learn how to partner with small businesses.
That's right. And in fact, one of the things we're going to be doing, in addition to listening to Regina Lee, is we're going to have two panels. What we decided is there was going to be a panel of CEOs from startup companies,
mm-hmm.
Talking about lessons that they've learned already in terms of partnering with large companies.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a panel of senior executives and CEOs of large companies and mid-market companies,
right,
talking about lessons that they've learned. And
boy, that's
going
to be a conference that I'd like to be able to attend. There's a lot of good stuff there. Can anybody show up?
Absolutely. If they're in New Jersey, they can.
What is the cost?
On that particular day, and it's January 28th, and it's a beautiful facility, and I am so honored to be chairing this. This is for the Association for Corporate Growth, New Jersey,
right,
which is a global organization, and we are doing this in partnership, I might add, with the Fairleigh Dickinson University
right,
Rothman Institute of Entrepreneurship.
And what is the cost to attend?
Well, you have to go onto the website to get all that information, because it depends upon when you register. But I'll say that if you register before December 20th, you get a very good break. It is a half-day conference, which I think makes it unique. Most people want to get in and out, and in a half-day, you can get a whole lot of information.
Including the keynote speaker?
Including keynote speak and speed innovation roundtables.
Okay.
Where people get to exchange ideas with each other, so you
right,
meet other people there too.
Folks, this would be worth the trip, because I'll tell you, this is the if you're business to business, You need to know how to do business with these big companies, because Pam, more and more of them are realizing that their future, and I tell them this, and they nod their head when I tell them this, because this is the world I live in, Pam, as you know. I tell them your future is going to depend upon support from small business owners.
And
they know that. Hey, Pam, give us the website again, please.
It's businessadvance.com.
So check that out. The book is called Preventing Strategic Gridlock.
Preventing Strategic Gridlock. And there's also a report that you can get on a complimentary basis, the research that we did.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.